Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today, over the phone, we are joined by a very special guest. We are joined by Dr. Lauren Smith, pediatrician, former CDC Foundation executive, and current vice president at the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. Dr. Smith, it's a pleasure to have you on today. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. I'm so excited to be able to talk about such an important topic with you and your listeners.
Yeah, it's a very important topic we are discussing today, and very timely as well. With school starting right around the corner, vaccination is on the minds of a lot of parents now. A recent study from Axios came out and showed that Utah has the second highest vaccine exemption rate in the country. So a lot of work being done around the country to try and break that stigma that's developed around vaccination. So I think a good place for us to start is, you know, you hear a lot of questions right now about questioning the safety of vaccines, the efficacy of vaccines. From your perspective as a pediatrician and in all the positions you've held, why is it important that both adults and children stay up to date and timely with their vaccines?
Well, thank you so much. That's because vaccines are an incredible public health achievement. They have, over the past 30 years, prevented at least a million deaths and more than 30 million hospitalizations while saving trillions in total societal costs. And I'm not just a pediatrician and public health person. I'm also a mother of three now young adults. And it was a major priority for me to ensure that my children stayed healthy and were protected against these illnesses whose complications can cause significant harm.
And, you know, this is something that I like what you said. This is kind of investing in that public health. During the pandemic, we heard the term herd immunity thrown around. But now more than ever, it feels like that's an important concept for us to do. I mean, the more children who we can help get vaccinated against some of these early childhood diseases. I mean, we're seeing measles outbreaks all across the United States right now. Utah having a lot of those happening right now. It's important that we kind of go out and we invest in not only our health, but investing in the health of our public. Because if we can keep ourselves healthy, we can help keep everyone healthy.
Right. I mean, you touched on a really important note. One is that right now, the U.S. is experiencing more measles cases than we have in the past 30 years. So there's more than 1,300 cases so far, and 13% of those have resulted in hospitalizations. And among young children under five, one in five of the children who got measles has had to be hospitalized. So I think the important thing to share with your listeners is that our parents and grandparents knew what these diseases caused, saw it firsthand in their friends and their loved ones and neighbors. And so when these safe and effective vaccines became available, they jumped at the chance to be able to protect their children from these diseases. And so I think all families, parents, absolutely want to protect their children and do what's best. So I would say to your listeners, if you have any questions about vaccines, go to your pediatrician, talk about it, raise what your concerns are. But I think the fact that our grandparents and parents knew and saw these illnesses firsthand and were just so grateful to be able to have them, and we should have that same approach.
You know, one of the movements that has come to the forefront of public attention lately is that anti-vaccine movement. They're questioning the safety and the efficacy of these vaccines. If you were talking to maybe a patient who had concerns about the safety of these vaccines, maybe the efficacy of them, what would you tell them to help kind of ease their mind on this subject?
I would want to understand, you know, where are they getting their information and what specific concerns they actually have. And I would want to emphasize that vaccines are among the safest and most effective medical treatments we have. They're rigorously tested. No vaccines are approved unless all the health and medical experts all agree that they're safe and important to use. And like I said, in terms of effectiveness, I think one of the things to really point out, Aiden, is that they have been so effective that many of the people raising children today have never come in contact with these diseases and the complications they can have. So that's what has proven their effectiveness. They worked almost too well because now people don't know what it is that they're trying to avoid.
You know, I really like that, that these vaccines have been so effective that we don't know what they're trying to prevent anymore. We haven't seen the impacts they could have on our public and on individuals in a while because these vaccines have played their part and have played their role in trying to shut these down. Now, Dr. Smith, unfortunately, we are running out of time. But is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
Just if they have questions, it's totally reasonable. Please talk to your pediatricians about it, and don't be afraid to bring that up. They're there to provide guidance and help you understand the real information and not, you know, help get away from some of the misinformation. And if you have questions, you can go to the CDC website, which has all the information about these vaccines and the vaccine schedules.
Well, Dr. Smith, it was a pleasure to have you on today. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, our guest was Dr. Lauren Smith, pediatrician, former CDC Foundation executive, and current vice president at the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. We're talking about vaccinations and their importance to public health. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.